A 10% income tax cut, an expanded child tax credit, and capping the cost of insulin are among the proposals in a $600 million plan the governor announced today. But Evers' plan would require approval from the Republican-controlled state legislature, which rejected a similar but larger tax cut plan earlier this year. The announcement comes at a time when the Wisconsin Department of Revenue estimates the state will end the fiscal year with more than $5 billion in state coffers.
Our state is in a strong fiscal position, and there is no reason these dollars should sit in state coffers when families could use the immediate relief now.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the announcement a campaign ploy and said it meant to distract from the two-year anniversary of riots that damaged businesses in Kenosha. Jenny Peek, Wisconsin Public Radio.